Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Gordon's decision to recall Scott Brown just for the game against England at Wembley. Delighted to say we can now discuss his comments with Charlie Adam, who joins us live in the Sports Breakfast. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning. You okay?
Good, Charlie. Thanks for joining us, Charlie. I appreciate it, mate. It's an interesting one, isn't it, Scott? I did a wee bit in the Sunday Post talking about, I just think that, you know, for this one game, he'd be watching the telly and think, oh, I should have been there. And I just feel maybe we need a bit of bite in midfield.
Yeah, listen, I see your point. I read your column and I see the point of view of that, but I'm thinking of someone, if I was in that position where, you know, I've travelled to Malta, I've travelled to Slovakia, and he's just come straight back in to play against England. If I'm another player, I'm thinking, what's going on? Why am I not getting an opportunity? I understand he said he's got 50 caps and he's done well for his country, but, you know, once you retire, let somebody else have an opportunity, you know, because they've been waiting for an opportunity for a long time, and that's how I feel that, you know, if he's only going to come back for one game, I think it's, I don't feel it's right for the other players that are sat on the bench.
I see your point.
Who's he going to drop? Because at the moment, Fletcher, who's captain, is he going to drop him? Or is he going to drop Barry Barron, who at the moment for me is our best gifted footballer in the team? So I don't understand where he's going to drop him or where he's going to play him, you know?
Charlie, I didn't even know you wasn't in the squad. I can't believe it. I watched you the other week. Outstanding. And I can't believe not even in the squad. So have you upset Gordon in any way? Or?
No, nothing at all. Listen, I'm not saying that I should be playing. I feel that, you know, I could warm my way into a squad of 23 players. Yeah. And that's my issue. It's the squad I get into. You know, if I go there and I don't play, fair enough, I understand that. You know, he picks the team, but he's been in the squad. You can only show your capabilities if you're in and around the squad and, you know, having an opportunity. You know, I feel that, you know, when he turns around and he needs to make a sub, does he look at someone like someone who's got 25 caps, 30 caps sat on the bench, you know, or do you look at someone who's sort of, okay, 19, 18, 19, thinking, can I really put him on? Well, yeah, you can, but, you know, yeah, they are for the future, but, you know, let's be honest, it's here and now that, you know, we are struggling.
Yeah,
we've got 4 points and it's not a great situation to be in.
No,
so I understand, but I'm frustrated. I'm not in the squad.
Sure, Charlie. Just Friday night, do you think Gordon has to flood the midfield? Will we play four, maybe five in there?
Yeah, definitely play five in there, but he has to play Lee Griffiths up front then, where he can stretch the game for Scotland.
But that's not going to happen either. Although I see Fletcher struggling with a knee problem.
Fletcher's struggling with a knee problem, so. You know, or he plays a Stephen Naismith up there who can run in behind. You know, you need, especially away from home, you need an opportunity.
He's not getting a game for Norwich at the moment, though, is he?
He's not, but, you know, he's a fit lad. He's been there before where he can come in and play. But I think away from home, you need someone that could release that pressure because England will have a lot of the ball. And they'll have two banks of four and a five, probably. So it'll be interesting to see how he does it, but I always say that I think that one of them, a Griffiths or a Naismith, should play up front to be able to, you know, I know Chris Martin will be able to hold up a lot better than the others, but, you know, if you want to stretch the game and get up the pitch, I think they will be ideal for it.
To relieve a bit of pressure as well, get them turned, get the ball in behind or down the sides of the centre-backs, and then get 25 yards up the pitch.
Yeah, because it is going to be a long night for, you know, the defenders and the midfield. With England, so you know, at Wembley it's a big pitch. So
do you think if this goes wrong, then it's probably Scott's last game. Would it be Gordon's last game as well if it goes wrong? Do you think?
No, I don't think it should be because he's a very good manager. But who else do we replace it? Who else comes in? There's nobody out there that I think, you know, can go. Okay, maybe an Alex McLeish can come back, or you know, someone
well,
like
Paul
that.
Lambert's out there because he's got the Wolves job.
Paul would have obviously been one of the favourites for the job if it occurred, but he's obviously taking the Wolves job. So for me, Gordon at the moment is one of is the best manager at the moment to be there because, you know, there is no really other candidate. But I just feel that he has to start giving. We're not blessed with a number of talented players. We, you know, we're a small nation and we need the best talent available at every squad, and we have to have the best squad picked, I think.
When was the last time, Charlie? I'm not prying. I don't understand why you're not in the squad. When was the last time you spoke to Gordon? Was it weeks ago or months? Really?
2 years ago.
Two years ago.
Yeah, a long time. We played. No, sorry. The last game I played was against Qatar. Was a friendly. But apart from that, he spoke to me about when we went to play Nigeria at Fulham, I think it might be 2 summers ago, and he called me up to say, listen, I'm not going to pick you, I'm going to go with the younger lads, you know, you're an experienced player, I don't think it's right for you to come here at the end of the season and sit on the bench. And I felt, oh, well, you know, okay, fair enough. I disagreed with it because I felt I wanted to be part of the squad, but then every other squad got announced and I was never in them, and it was the reasons were the same, and I just felt, well, obviously something's gone on. My face doesn't fit, but you know, I'm happy to go and away for 10 days travel, and you know, if I have to sit on the bench, I want to be part of the setup.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying I should be playing. I just want to be part of the setup, and I feel that, you know, I should be good enough to be able to get in that squad at 23.
Have you, even though you're not in the squad at the moment, have you thought about retiring from international football?
No, I won't retire. I won't retire. No chance. You know, I'm a supporter and I want to see it do well, but there's no way that I'll retire because, you know, I've got 26 caps and, you know, I'm proud of every one of the caps.
Yeah.
The international breaks, I just need to change what I'm doing now, you know. That's the way it goes. It's just concentrate on, you know, the family and enjoy time with them.
Stoke have picked up, Charlie. We knew you would, you know, after a poor start. It's weird. Stoke seem to start slow and then, you know, find a stride.
Yeah, it comes down to the international over the first couple of months of the season. You know, you play three, four games and then there's a break for 10 days and then you have the same. And so only, like, I think now after the period, you'll see a better team for us. And a majority of teams, you know, that the manager will have the squad together now for 4 or 5 months until March, and we'll be able to go on a good run. And you know, we had a number of players at the Euros which was playing catch up with the lads who had been back earlier than them, and you know, fitness wise everybody was at a different level, so we've managed to get to a level now where we feel it's acceptable, and hopefully we can continue that from now till through the Christmas period.
I'm just still trying to work around in my head, Charlie, that he hasn't spoken to you for that amount of time, as you're saying. And did you ever think about ringing him and just asking him?
No. Well, the thing is, it's you know, I think it's I'm not saying it's a manager. He doesn't need to call me.
Just,
you know, it was just a communication thing that, you know, if you want, we might have 30 players to choose from. You know, but to come round the clubs and speak to maybe the players in different groups of, because we have a number of players in Manchester area, or we have a number of players in London. You know, if you get together maybe once every 6 weeks and speak and say, listen, this is what I plan to do, this is what I think, and I think it's good for the whole group to be together and speak. You know,
I wonder if Gordon talks to Sparky, to Mark. You know, they played together, they know each other. He doesn't speak to
them. Never spoke to him, because, as a manager, he says the same to me. You know, I'm surprised that you're not involved in some way.
Yeah.
But
has Mark spoke to you about it, that you're not in the squad?
He's asked me, just what do you think? I says, well, you know, I just keep trying to play as well as I can for Stoke, and hopefully an opportunity arises again.
Amazing. Are you coming down for the game?
No, I'm going to take the kids to Disneyland Paris.
All right. Well, I'll get there.
Tell us what it's like. I'm going 16th of December. On my own, Charlie.
But we've got warmer in California, Florida, Charlie.
Oh, wish it would be nicer, wouldn't it?
I wouldn't be on that train. Yeah, what if the late call comes, Charlie?
No, if the late call comes, I'll be there. But it's at the moment, I'm going to take the kids away and spend some time, because, like you say, we've got a busy Christmas period, and it's difficult to spend time with them.
Oh, football drives you mad, eh? Bit Mickey Mouse, Charlie, eh?
That's what we're in. That's what we're in the industry for. You love it, do you know what I mean? It's great.
Charlie, great to talk again.
Cheers,
thanks,
Charlie.
Pal.
Thank you very much.
Thank
all
you. Charlie Adam now. So last appearance we heard, that was the last appearance of Scotland was in the 1-0 win over Qatar in June 2015. There you go. I don't understand it, but that's not me. 9:15, TalkSport Travel. Don't forget, plenty still to come. We'll head to Barcelona as well, just around 9:30. Travel time.
The Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.